Angelo for Claudio, death for death. Haste still pays haste, and leisure answers leisure. Like doth quit like, and measure still for measure.
The exhibit, We Are Such Stuff as Dreams Are Made On, features production photographs spanning 50-plus years at the Utah Shakespeare Festival. This Tony Award-winning company has featured big names and big shows, with Shakespeare as its cornerstone. Jason Spellbring is a theater professor at USU and has worked as an actor at the festival for 6 seasons.
People in this exhibit can see the progression of work, quality, names, people that people probably know from TV, film, and, you know, the state of Utah. So it's just a great way to sort of remember and realize that there's world-class theater right here in the state of Utah.
Leslie Brott is also a theater professor at USU and has worked as an actor at the festival for 15 seasons. In the exhibit, she appears in photographs of Merry Wives of Windsor and Antony and Cleopatra.
This is a shot of the original theater. You can see that it's just a platform out on the grass and that they have laid down plywood for flooring for the audience house. And there are just good old-fashioned folding chairs. And then as we move on to the exhibit, you'll see photographs from the earliest days of the festival. And several of them are set up as duets. And so we see what was then and what is now. And there's some lovely contrasting moments.
The photographs sparked fond memories of times past, from savoring delicious lemon bars at the quaint sweet shop to wearing giant costumes in A Midsummer Night's Dream. The festival holds a special place in many hearts, from actors to patrons to organizers.
As we move over here, you're going to see a black and white photo of Fred Adams, of Cam Harvey, and of Doug Cook, who are the original masterminds behind the Utah Shakespeare Festival. And here they are, they're looking over a scale model of the outdoor Adams Memorial Theater with the roof on. And it's just a really great history shot.
The future is bright as several exciting new projects have been announced for the Utah Shakespeare Festival, including a $35 million project for 2 new theaters, an artistic and production facility, and a Southern Utah Museum of Art. As the festival grows and develops, however, they continue to remain committed to their roots.
Every year, Fred Adams tells us at the opening company meeting, when all the one time all 450 of us are all together, he will tell us about the fact that when the pioneers first arrived in Utah, shortly thereafter, sometimes he says basically the next day, they decide they're going to do something cultural, something that's life-affirming about the new start in Utah. And within a couple of days of arriving, the pioneers did put together a performance of The Merchant of Venice. And we're continuing that tradition here in Utah.
The exhibit can be seen Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Tippetts Exhibit Hall located in the Chase Fine Arts Center until October 31st. For more information, visit our website at upr.org. For Utah Public Radio, this is Allie Snow.